I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Mud at Night on WEEI with Mark James.
I don't get paid to care what you think. I get paid to tell you what I think.
The Mud Man.
Next star here at WEEI, that of course is Mark with a C, James.
If Ray Allen doesn't hit that shot, the Heat don't win the title, you idiot.
It couldn't get no better.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Shut the F up.
But you're not making sense.
Let me finish.
But you're talking about
Let
a different
me
team.
Finish.
How do you not love Mark James?
Now, Mud at Night on WEEI.
In today's game, there's a cost to losing a great player to free agency. One that cannot nearly be made up by the draft pick given. We've seen examples of this recently. We at the Red Sox will remember this as one of the toughest, one of the most difficult decisions we've ever had to make. We too love the young man, the great, great smile, the huge heart, and the seemingly boundless talent he displayed here. We felt we could not sit on our hands and lose him this next offseason without getting value in return to help us on our path forward. We carefully considered the alternative over the last year and made a decision when this opportunity presented itself to acquire substantial young talent for the years ahead.
Oh, John Henry. John Henry, Tom Werner, who usually just speak to the media together, we're joined by team president Sam Kennedy today down in Fort Myers. But John Henry, he decided to wax poetic about the past. And he decides to look into going back to yesteryear in baseball. When I mean yesteryear, I mean a long time ago and a galaxy far, far away.
Before Tom or Sam or I ever dreamed of owning a Major League Baseball club, we were baseball fans like you. I grew up a fan of the St. Louis Cardinals. My favorite player was Stan Musial. My heart would have been broken if Stan the man had ever been traded for any reason. Your parents or your grandparents surely felt the same way about Ted Williams.
Or their great-grandparents.
Yes. So on one level, when I say I understand how many of you feel about this trade with the Dodgers, I know many of you, particularly our youngest fans, are disbelieving or angry or sad about it. I know it's difficult and disappointing. Some of you no doubt felt the same way in 2004 when we traded Nomar, who, like Mookie, was a hugely popular homegrown player. All of us in the organization hoped that we would never.
All right, so that's enough there. How about this? Stan Musial, his first year in Major League Baseball was 1941. His last year was 1963. Yeah, when you say someone's grandparents, you might want to talk about their great-grandparents. I mean, literally. 1941? You're going to make a
reference. My grandpa was born in 1943.
Right.
So that's before he was born.
Right. You're going to make and try to reach a young demo by bringing up a player who came into Major League Baseball in 1941? John. Oh, boy. But it wasn't done then yet. Sam Kennedy had to chime in and talked about Mookie Betts.
We've tried to be clear that this was not exclusively about the CBT and getting under that CBT threshold. There would have been other ways to have done that. You don't trade Mookie Betts to get under the CBT. We traded Mookie Betts and David Price and got back significant value in return. And as John said, we know it's painful. We know it hurts. We're baseball fans first and foremost, and we understand that there's disappointment, there's anger, and now it's our job to continue to do what we've done for the last 19 years here, and that's make every effort to win a World Series championship. We want our fifth championship. We're hungry for it, and this is the group that has been together for two decades working towards that goal each and every year.
Okay, and then Sean McAdam had an exchange with Tom Werner.
You talked about it being a goal, not a mandate, to get under the CBT for this season, and further added that that had been known to you for more than a year. Given that, why greenlight the spending that went on after last offseason, including $213 million to two pitchers with some durability issues, knowing that Mookie was coming to free agency and that this was going to be something you needed to confront?
Well, you know, are you saying, well, first of all, we made those decisions on those pitchers before these conversations. As we've said, we were hoping.
If I may, you did say, we've known for more than a year, was the quote from John. About being under the CBT. That was
stop right there.
September.
Just stop right there. Just pause it. Pause it right there. Rewind it a little bit. He goes, for clarification, you did say over a year ago, and listen to John Henry gets his back.
Durability issues, knowing that Mookie was coming to free agency and that this.
Are you saying, well, first of all, we made those decisions on those pitchers before these conversations. As we've said,
here it
we
is.
Were
If I may, you did say. We've known for more than a year, was the quote from John.
Stop.
About being.
Stop right there. John Henry says right there. He's agreeing with Sean McAdam. Here's Tom Werner, the rest of his BS answer.
Under the CBT, that was last September.
But we've also said, Sean, that that was a goal, not a mandate. We have been under the CBT some of our years. We've been over the CBT in some of our years. And the more important issue for us is what is it that we can do to make the Red Sox strong in 2020, 2021, 2022. These decisions, there are lots of hypotheticals here. We are pleased with the value that we got back from the Dodgers. We might not be having this discussion. We might have proceeded under a different sort of scenarios, but we are where we are based on the proposal that we agreed to.
Okay, so Tom Werner, before Tom Werner gave you the less than honest answer, John Henry agreed with Sean McAdam. He said right. But John Henry himself, could anything have been done to sign Mookie prior to 2019 to keep him here in Boston?
Do you think there's anything the team could have done before the 2019 season that would have prevented having to trade Mookie this offseason?
Absolutely. We could have signed him to a long-term contract. But short of that, I'm not sure what the answer is.
Now, in terms of regretting the CBT comment, John Henry followed it up with the most, well, let's just say, ironic comment of the day, the week, the month, and the year.
Considering kind of the whole offseason, you guys have been trying to change the narrative about the CBT and kind of make it seem like a media-driven thing. Do you regret saying that so publicly at the end of September?
No, you have to be honest with the media. You have to be honest with the fans. So, no.
Well, that's a first. That's a first, being honest with the media and the fans. That's a first. So, what was this dog and pony show? Press conference today in Fort Myers. It was a circus. That's all it was. It was a circus, folks. And we also come to the conclusion that Red Sox ownership and management thinks that you, me, the fans, the media are all a bunch of idiots. And moreover, the words significant value came out. Oh, we have breaking news, Bridget, regarding somebody who was with the Red Sox. Hit the breaking news lighter. How about that? Interesting. He's no longer Boston Red Sox, if you got the breaking news. Okay. Brock Holt just agreed to a deal with the Milwaukee Brewers. So there's that. Brock Holt is gone. Can I tell you the truth on Brock Holt? I mean, I know he was a good guy. I know he did a lot for the community. He was a tool bag. I mean, I am so thankful. And when you think of tool bags in sports, Brock Holt's pretty high up on the list. Do you remember when every time J.D. Martinez would hit a home run, he'd wait for him at the end of the bench like a little sycophant groupie, and he'd start hugging him. They'd jump up and down like two freaking tool bags, two geeks at a fraternity party who can't get any girls. I will not miss Brock Holt. I know, you know, all of Red Sox Nation, you loved him and you overrated him, but he is gone to Milwaukee. So that's it. Bye-bye, Brock Holt. He's gone to Milwaukee. I don't shed any tears over that one. So your thoughts today on the Dog and Pony Show press conference. And how many times do we hear the word significant value? Hey, you know what, Bridget? Track 17, Lou Maloney was down there, and he asked about the Red Sox realizing they couldn't pay Mookie what he wanted. And Tom Werner answered that. And I got to tell you, if I had a dime every time the phrase significant value in return was uttered, I'd be Bill Gates today.
So Red Sox fans might look at it and say, this guy's such a great player. Just pay the man whatever he wants. I'm wondering, in the last year or two, was there a point where you looked at it, you got too uncomfortable with maybe what he was looking for? You just realized that it wasn't going to happen, and that risk, the offseason, is going to turn more into basically, you know what's going to happen.
Well, you know, Lou, this trade gives us a lot of flexibility going forward. And we've been in this position before. John alluded to the trade we made with when we traded Nomar. We have made unpopular trades. They haven't all turned out right. But hopefully, you know, we'll look at this trade and see the benefits of it as time goes on. We have made and did make repeated, we had repeated conversations with Mookie over a number of years to try to hold on to him for the length of his baseball career, and they just they didn't work out. But we also understand, as John said, that in the short run this is going to be painful. It's painful for us, but it does give us flexibility.
Significant value. Oh, boy, how many times did I hear significant value today? And why was Sam Kennedy up there anyway? It's the owners. You don't own. They own. Why is he up there? Because usually he's not up there. But I thought, you know, and I think John Henry was trying to come from a good place, but anytime you're trying to relay a message to a guy who played back in the 40s and 50s and Stan Musial, it's going to get lost upon everybody under the age of like 61 years old, pretty much. It's just, these guys can't get out of their way. They just can't get out of their way for nothing. I don't know. 617-779-7937. So there's that. Another Dog and Pony Show press conference. By the way, I have this annoying guy on the text line who texts in the same thing to multiple shows every day. Where is Mikey? What have you all done with Mikey Adams? Bring back Mikey. He's been gone for like half a decade, you dumbass. He's been gone for like 5 years now. Like 5 years. Like, I mean, like, there's this thing called the internet. And there's, like, you know, it's, did you not read it in your newspaper, or did you not get it in the Telegram that probably goes to your home. If we're going to talk about things like you're asking about somebody who's been gone from the station, I can understand Jerry or Kirk, who's recent, but Mikey, he's been gone for 5 years. Stop texting in the same thing or we'll block you. You complete idiot. My God. Yeah. Hey, where's John Dennis? Where's Eddie Andelman? Where's Bob Neumeier? I mean, dude, seriously, get a life, get a job, and get a hooker. Probably not all in that order, too, by the way. Because no, if you're texting that in 5 years later, you probably need to pay for sex. Oh, God. It's unbelievable, some of these idiots. I can see why Mutt doesn't pay any attention to the text line for 4 hours a night. And it's like, I would say 80% of it is pretty good. And then you get the same dumb, where's Mikey? What have you done with Mikey? He's been gone for 5 years, you dumbass. I don't know what, I didn't make the decision. And the guy who made the decision has been gone for like almost 5 years too. So like, don't get mad at me or Mutt. It's not our decision. Like, I mean, well, you probably could get mad at Mutt because I heard some stuff went down. But, you know, regardless, the guy's been gone for 5 years. Move on. Hey, Mark, what happened to Eddie Andelman, man? Hey, Mark, where's Bob Neumeier? God, you people are unbelievable. You like this. It just, and I got to admit, the text line's been pretty good tonight, except for this one guy. Like, he texts in the same thing. What have you done? Yeah, it's probably Mikey Adams. Yeah, where's Ted Sarandis? Ted Nation. Like, dude, I mean, get, you know, hello. 2015 was a long time ago, bro. I don't know where he's at. Follow him on Twitter. I think he's still on there. I mean, and I don't know the man. I heard he's a good dude. I heard he's a really good guy, but like, where's Mikey Adams? What have you doing? I mean, you know what? Like Mike, where's Sulk? Oh, Holly, where'd they go? God. It's just unbelievable. Like, it's just my God. Unbelievable. Anyway, 617-779-7937. Yeah, Ted Sarandis coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Ted Nation. It'll be coming up at 10 tonight, right after Eddie Andelman. My God. I mean, seriously, guys. Like, I'm surprised this person can text in. I'm surprised they didn't send a typewritten, I know, everyone keeps texting now. It's probably Mikey texting. I don't know. Maybe it is. Let's see. No, I don't know. It's 617 number. I don't know if it's his or not. I have no idea, but it's the same guy every time. And I recognize because the last four numbers he texts in all the time. It just really does. It's so annoying. Like, really, dude. It's not even like funny annoying. It's like, I don't think this guy really, what have you done with him? He got let go. It's radio. Bleep happens. I mean, like, my God. Hey, man. Like, what happened to Bob Neumeier, dude? Where'd he go? Come on. Ted Sarandis, Ted Nation. What station's Howie Carr on? That's a good one. That cracked me up. Hey, Mark, this is funny. Where's the fabulous sports babe? Oh, my God. Oh, I worked with her. Oh, she was so disgusting. Oh, I worked with her in Tampa for like 3 years. I mean, oh, God, was she just wretched. Just a wretch. Oh, ugh. Thinking about her makes me want to break out in hives. Oh, she was just horrific. A horrific individual. I couldn't. It was weird. They're like, hey, Mark, so when you come up here, you know, we're going to put you in middays. And then in afternoons, we're going to put the fabulous sports bag. I'm like, what? She's still alive? Like, she's still alive? The fabulous sports babe is still alive? No kidding. Holy crap. I didn't even know she was still alive. I liked when Jim Rome used to have this jungle gloss on jimrome.com. Let me see if it's still there. He would come up with nicknames. He called the fabulous sports babe the flatulent sports blob. and I thought it was awesome. It was one of the greatest things that I thought Jim Rutt, she was called the flatulent sports blob. All I remember about her before to working with her in Tampa was that she was on ESPN, and she was the first woman who was ever on in sports talk radio who was on the air, right? And then, like, she was on the air for about a year, year and a half, and she it took place from the boardwalk down in Disney World in Orlando, and then she was gone. And I'm like, what happened? Oh, it does. The jungle vocabulary is not on there anymore. It's not on there. Yeah, he used to have this thing. He called her the flatulent sports blob. It was hilarious. And then he called. He had this thing called the rat family, and he put up there people who look like rats. And he had like the former head coach of UMass, Steve Lapis, was up there, and Jim Boeheim, Mike Krzyzewski. All people who looked like rats were up there and used to play the music by Rat round and round. This is a good one. Mark with a C. Just got through the third episode of Narcos Mexico Season 2. Pretty solid so far. Does it stay good or does it disappoint? Oh, no, my friend. It gets better. From 3 into 4, it gets even better. Stick with it. Oh, my God. It's so good. I would almost watch all the episodes again. And you're going to see a surprise appearance from somebody coming in that you haven't seen in a while. So, oh, no. Narcos Mexico Season 2. Stick with it. It gets better. All right. We'll get back to the Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph, everything. Or we can just gloss. Why don't we do this? Why don't we play that old music that Ryan always plays, like that waltz music when Glenn Ordway goes, back in my day, you know, that sort of Lawrence Welk type music. We'll talk. Let's just talk about well, your favorite memories of WEEI hosts from yesteryear, like Eddie Andelman and Ted Sarandis and Mikey Adams and Bob Neumeier. Yeah, no, that's not it. No. It's the music that you got to look in. You got to look in the OMF folder, right? We'll find it. Where he plays the like you're at a waltz, like one of those waltzes from the 40s, the da da da, and where you're talking about. They will talk about all our former memories of WEEI 850 back in the day. That'll really get them going. 617-779-7937. Where's Bob Gamir? Candle pins for cash. I don't even know what that means. But we'll get to trending now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Right back to Mud at Night on WEI.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to WEI. We're just talking about yesteryear here. We're talking about old-timers, Eddie Immelman. We're going to talk about Mikey Adams, Ted Sarandis. Hey, what time is the Mark Parento show? Hey, what did you do with H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds? Now, I literally get a text every night. Like, you know, what have you done with Mikey? Where's Mikey? So let's just wax poetic about yesteryear. Because it's really resonating with the 13 to 30-year-olds now. So that's the number. 617-779-7937 to get in. We can wax poetic about yesteryear. Let's do that. Seriously, that'd be fun, right? Let's talk about what it was like back in the day. And talk about, oh, and then, you know, you're going to get the oblivion, you know, you're always going to get. It's like, I understand now sometimes by, like, Eddie Immelman loves hot dogs, pomegranates, Fabulous Judy, and loves to call people a sicko. Where are Jack Benny and Paul Harvey? See, that's funny. I know. It's like this one guy, I wish he would call in, honestly. I wish this guy would call in, because I don't know if he knows, like, what's going on. Because where, I thought this was Dr. Demento. No. Someone texts in all the time. What have you done with Mikey? Where, he's been gone for 5 years, dude. You know, there's this thing called the internet. You can look it up and you can probably find that, yeah, he's been gone for a while. Like, I could understand if you were, you know, someone more recent, Jerry, Kirk, like, but, like, Mikey's been gone for a long time. It's been a while. You know, Mikey Adams not walking through that door, folks. Ted Sarandis isn't walking through that door, folks. Eddie Immelman is not walking through that door, folks. Mustard and Johnson are not walking through that. Oh, no, that's right. They're actually still here on Saturdays. But if they do, they're going to be old and gray. There's my Rick Pitino thing for the day. 617-779-7937 is the number. You know what's amazing to me, too? How everybody accuses the Astros. Bridget, let me ask you this. To put the caller on hold. I've got to ask you this on the air. What are these callers doing tonight? Put them on hold. Just put them on hold. Just don't worry about, like, hang up. Put them on hold. Like, what are these callers just giving you their life story? I'm noticing, like, you're on hold. Like, you're talking to these guys. Like, what are they doing? Like, are they name where you're from. What do you want to talk about? Tim in Attleboro. What were you talking about Bridget with? Like, you, dude, do not talk the screener's ears off. Tim.
Listen.
Yeah.
Mark James.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Who was the first guy that set up with the NFL to have the NFL have all radio stations show up at the Super Bowl?
Eddie Immelman.
You bet your, I was going to say a word I didn't want to say, but you bet your, yes. And Eddie was like, on Sunday nights when I was 10 years old, I'm 59, right?
Yeah.
I used to listen to transistor radio. They used to have a thing called the.
Oh, I got it. By the way, Tim, I don't know who's made a more antiquated reference today. You with transistor radio or John Henry with Stan Musial, but keep going.
All right. Well, anyway, it was Eddie, Mark, and Jim, Sunday Night Sports Huddle, 4-hour show. They used to call, like, the restaurant that has the Oriental food there that's on the Oriental restaurant that's on Rue 1.
By the way, that word's not exactly PC anymore, Tim.
Just, what's that? No.
The word's not a PC. It's Asian.
No, I don't remember
food,
the name. I don't remember the name of the restaurant.
I know, but I'm telling you that word's not sort of PC anymore to say on the air.
What's that?
What you just said. You said it twice. The something restaurant. I'm not going to repeat it.
Okay. Well, anyway, Eddie used to call all around the country, all around the world, and Eddie, Mark, and Jim were great. And he worked great up until working with Dale Arnold. And then at one point, his son had a show on this station, and he brought in a girl and The Big O was like the Big O was the guy that runs the show, and they ended up firing Eddie's son. So, to make a long story short, the Big O's daughter ran into some kind of physical thing when she was born.
Okay, yeah, I don't know where you're going with that, Tim, but you know, it is what it is. I appreciate the trip down memory lane. And I'm sure.
And that was what I was dealing with on the phone.
Oh, okay. Got it now. Got it now. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Tim, you're 59 years old. You're a few days short of 60. Like, I don't know how many times I have to tell the callers to do this. We have one woman who's doing it all tonight. She's doing a fantastic, phenomenal job in Bridget. Just give your name, where you're calling from, and the subject matter. That is it. It should not take longer. At the very most, 13 seconds. I've timed it out. It's like, let's pretend on the air. Bridget, I'm calling into the show, and you answer. Tell me what you say when they answer. Bridget, what you say? Like, I bring, ring, and you answer. What do you say?
Hello to BEI. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Bridget, this is Mark. I'm in the South Shore. I want to talk about the Sox ownership sucking. That's it. How long does that take? That's it. It should not go on longer than 13 seconds. Oh, I can't tell you the worst thing that, like, I want to, like, oh, if I could come through the phone sometimes and with some of you people, what are you talking about with them? Are you giving them your life story? Tim and Attleboro, seriously, you're 60 years old. I can't imagine this is the first, the second, or the 836th time that you've called a damn radio show. Like, really, who you are, where you're from, what do you want to talk about? Hey, Chris, Saugus, I want to talk about Astros cheating. Boom. Let's time it out right now. On my phone, let's do it right now. All right, Bridget, we're going to go ahead and role play right now. We're going to role play, and I'm going to say, all right, here we go. I got to get my timer out here. Here we go. Ready? All right. Bring.
Hello, WEI. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Mike. I'm in Pawtucket. I want to talk about the Red Sox ownership and how fraudulent they are.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Do you know how long that took? 5.83 seconds. 5.83. I mean, like, are you like a dumb dog that no matter how many times you run in the sliding glass door? Like, what are you talking about with the... It's unbelievable, you people. You really are. Like, you cannot be that obtuse. I use the Tim Robbins Shawshank Redemption. You cannot be that obtuse, can you? That took 5.83 seconds. I see some of these producers. I'm like, oh, my God. It drives me. Like, if you don't give your name, where you're calling from, what you want to talk about, within less than 10 seconds, it should take. And I'm like, hang up on them from now on. Just hang up on them. I don't want them. If they're going to take that long, just hang up on them.
Unlike, I think a lot of people don't realize that I'm trying to run all the sound.
Oh, I know.
Everything,
hey, Bridget, you know,
I'm
back.
I'm also doing the phone.
Hey, Bridget, back in 1958, when I was at Revere High, Bridget, man, you should have seen me. I was a four-time varsity letterman, and I was all district. And one night, we were playing against Saugus. And I tell you, Bridget, I had a touchdown run, and we won the game. We missed the extra point, but we won the game 6-3. I mean, oh, Tim, you are unbelievable. Of course he's back on the line, honestly. Yeah, of course he is. Put him back on. No, literally, we'll put him back on. We'll get to him. Like, you are unbelievable, Tim. No, we don't even have to scream. What do you want, Tim?
Mark.
Yeah.
What I was told was a story about Eddie Adelman. That's what I was told.
Oh, like, okay. All right. Well, so you called him twice. Thanks. Frank in Connecticut, you're up next. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Yep.
Hey, man, that press conference is a disgrace today, huh?
Oh, it was horrible. Eric in Beverly. What's up, Eric? Eric.
You know, you really need to get a clue on what Brock Holt meant to this town. And why don't you get on a plane and go to Milwaukee? Because
the only thing more tired
than your damn act.
Yeah, by the way, Eric, thank you. Appreciate that. Ben in Rhode Island, you're up next. What's up, Ben?
Hey, so yep. What I wanted to say was that I believe that the Red Sox ownership should be lauded for bringing four World Series championships to this area. But at the same time, this whole thing just reeks of an absolute you know, salary dump.
Of course it is. That's exactly what it is, Ben. It's a salary dump. They're going into, as Theo once called it, a bridge year, and he got excoriated by ownership for saying that word because bridge means rebuild. It is a bridge year. It is a bridge year.
Yep.
Yeah.
I could not agree more, although I will say that I'm in support of ownership and what they're trying to do. You know, it's I wish they would come out and tell it.
Right.
Tell us
just,
what it really
well,
is.
That's the thing. Just be, and here's the thing that I couldn't stand today, Tim, that was completely disingenuous. They kept saying that they got substantial value in return. You got Alex Verdugo, Jeter Downs, and a backup catcher in Connor Wong. Verdugo already has a stress fracture in his back, and he's not going to be on ready for opening day. So did you really get some? No. You know what substantial value is in return? Cody Bellinger or Max Muncy or Justin Turner. That's substantial value in return.
I was looking for Bellinger, and I wanted to add that my phone call was about 8 seconds, and it probably should have been 5.
Hey, Ben, thank you. You have restored my faith in humanity. You really have. Oh, people are killing me now because I said that Brock Holt was a tool bag. I know what he did a lot for the community. I know he did. I'm just saying I won't miss him waiting at the end of the Red Sox dugout after J.D. Martinez hits a home run and like a little sicko fan groupie and jumping up and down like two guys who look like they've never kissed a girl. I won't miss that anymore. I'm just telling you, I won't miss it. That's all.
Thank you, Mark.
You got it. Oh, Ben in Rhode Island, you've restored my faith in humanity. You really have. You really have. 617-779-7937. Final segment. Thank God. Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We'll be right back to Mud at Night on WEEI.
All right, final segment. Let's go to Frank in New Hampshire. What's up, Frank?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Not too much. I was just wondering where I could get the politically correct dictionary that you were referencing when you excoriated the caller a couple of callers.
I thought it was. I didn't know when it comes to food, you can say it for food, so you can say it. I didn't know.
Yeah, so where can I get the politically correct dictionary so I don't offend any?
No. I'm the last guy you have to worry about being politically correct with because I certainly am not.
Yeah, I don't know. I think anybody that's thrown around the PC handbook needs to let everybody know where they can actually get a copy so we're not offending.
I know. Frank, I know you're trying to make the same joke 3 times. Do you have anything else to add to the show?
No, not at all. I just wanted to know where the hell the book was.
Oh, 4 times. Bridget, 4 times. 4 times in 56 seconds, he goes, where's the PC handbook? 4 times. Like, he tried to make the same joke. It was funny the first two. The third time was played out, and the fourth time, four times in 56 seconds. Well, at least it was better than most people call in and want to tell you their life story, like Tim in Attleboro, who, by the way, has called in for the 18th time and is on hold right now. Like, Tim, seriously, dude. We've taken your call once, and I did it against my better judgment to do it twice. And why you calling back in again, Tim? Seriously, you gotta, dude. Please, there's porn on the internet. There's something better you can do with your. Yeah, now you just hung up. Bye. Thank God. Brian in Newburyport. Brian, what's up?
Hey, Mark. I love the show. The question I had was, what are your thoughts of trading Dan Heinen for Chris Kreider?
Want to do it. I want to do I'll trade Heinen and a pick. You got to do it. You got to go for it. The window's closing. They don't have. They got to make a deal. The Lightning just made a deal today. They got somebody. So you have to. The Lightning are on your heels. You're like, you know, I mean.
They got Blake Coleman.
Oh, they got Blake Coleman.
From
that's
the
right.
Devils.
Good job. Yeah, that's right. Blake Coleman. That's who it was. Good job. Thanks, Bridget. So you have to make a move. I'm all in. I'm all in. You got to put all your chips in the table, man. Because the window on this group with Chara and Bergeron and Krejci, it's closing. Like, here's the thing, Brian. I don't know if you're ever going to make it back. You're ever going to make back, you know, and you're never going to have an easier path to the Stanley Cup than you did a year ago. I mean, getting Carolina in the Eastern Conference Finals, that was a joke.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I'm all in. I'm all in on the Bees, man. They've won 9 out of 10 now. So I'm all in, man. They need another defenseman. They need another, perhaps, a right wing, right shot. You know, I'm all in. I'm all in.
All right, thanks.
All right, man. Brian, appreciate it. 617-779-7937. We'll take your calls up to, we got a few minutes left. I appreciate everybody's involvement tonight. Tim loves you, that's all. No, I guess he does. He loves me too much. But yeah, man. I mean, there's better porn on the internet than calling into a radio show three times in a span of like 18 minutes. It's really did. It's funny that some of these people who call in, they want to get like, it's like they all like, you know, they try to, you know, the best part is the ones who really try to draw your ire. But it's like, at the end of the day, I'm winning. You know why? Because you're listening. You might hate me. I might suck. Oh, you might say this, that, and whatever you want to say about me. I win because you're listening to my show. I'm not listening to your show. You're listening to me. Again, what is the, Bridget, can we play the beginning, the open that you made for the show tonight? Can we hear that again? Because there's something in that open that I think a lot of you should just sort of take heed in tonight's show open. And it's sort of, there's something in there that needs to be reiterated for a lot of people.
This is Mud at Night on WEEI with Mark James.
I don't get paid to care what you think. I get paid to tell you what I think. Ah, yes. Let me go ahead and say this live for you. I don't get paid to care what you think. I get paid to tell you what I think. Comprende? I'll do me and you do you. Okay? And we'll leave it at that. Is that fair enough? Okay. So, again, you can come up with all this. I think I know a thing or two about the business. I've been doing it since 2004. I'm not some Johnny come lately. I've got, you know, some experience in this business. So, again, that's it. Yeah, Tim probably does love me. Is someone playing Fred the Christmas Donkey tonight? What is that? I forgot what that is. What is that?
That's an OMF bit from a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Nick in Rhode Island. We'll close it out tonight with Nick in Rhode Island. Make the last one a great one. Go ahead, Nick.
Oh, what's up, Mark? How you doing, buddy?
Great.
Listen, I just wanted to comment with a couple things, kind of on the PC stuff. I agree with you. Screw the PC thing. No one needs to be PC. I understand the guy cracked a joke four times in 56 seconds. Lighten up, man.
Right.
I mean, some people, that's all they got to say. Some people don't have the gray matter in their head to say anything worth anything. Some people got to repeat the same joke four times.
But, Nick, after the third time, I go, do you have anything to add to the show? He goes, no, I just want to know. And he did
nothing to add.
And he had nothing. It's like you. Oh my God, you dumbass, you idiot, you moron. Like, then don't, like, you cracked the same joke four times in 50. Dennis Miller thinks your crap is played out.
Listen, I that's one of the reasons why I like you, and I know you get your balls busted a lot, but listen, that's one of the reasons why I like you on the air is because you tell people how you feel, and what if they're doing something stupid, you let them know they're doing something stupid. So right. I just wanted to give you kudos for that. And
thank
keep
you.
Up the good work.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it. All right. That's a great way. Oh, you found Fred the Christmas Donkey? Let's go.
Fred the Christmas Donkey. It's a great Christmas Donkey.
Good night, everyone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.